I got to go to the Information's Creator Summit last week, and I want to report back on, like, what happened, because I think there's a lot of value in what was learned and, like, how it's going to affect all of us here creating content. So let's do this.
Welcome to the Women of YouTube podcast. This podcast is hosted by me, Desiree Martins. Every week, I'm going to be showing up in your earbuds to inspire you on your YouTube journey with killer interviews with women YouTube creators, deep dives into the inner workings of how YouTube works, and discussing all the things about YouTube culture and the impact it is having on our world. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with vidIQ, where they help you maximize your video's YouTube reach by studying titles, description, tags, and playlists relevant to your subject matter, while also studying your competitors to help you know exactly what you should be doing for your YouTube growth. So if you're a female creator looking to grow your channel, level up your content, and learn from the best women creators on the platform to get you on your way to YouTube success and future-proofing your income, this is the perfect place for you. Let's do this. What's up, ladies? Welcome to another episode of the Women of Video podcast. I am, as always, so excited to be up in your earballs today. This is your first time here. Why, hello. I'm so grateful to spend this time with you. I went out to sunny LA, which is really nice, like, because it was first week of April, super nice weather. I got to, like, be in Venice Beach, which is where the event was. I got to go, like, experience, like, a whole, like, beach situation. It was just nice because it was cold at home. I live in Michigan, so it's cold. So it was really enjoyable. But for me, I've been wanting to go to this event since last year in 2023. I missed it. And it was like all of the FOMO, all the feelings were being had that I didn't get to be there. So I want to talk about, like, what I learned from the event and, like, how it matters. So first things first, like, I go to these events always to network. I'm there to build relationships. Like, building relationships is my favorite thing. I don't go with business cards. I, like, hand people my LinkedIn and be like, put your name in or scan my QR code and we are going to connect. And what's cool is that in the creator economy space, like, everyone is, like, team LinkedIn. Like, there was a couple people that weren't, and they were usually creators, and we were like, yo, if you want to be successful in the creator economy, like, you need to be doing all of the LinkedIn-ing things. That was really great. And I got to make a lot of really great connections, meet some, like, in real life LinkedIn friends, which was really cool. Of course, I go through, like, the roster when I'm listening to people talk and I connect to them there. I'm like, hey, like, we loved your talk with this point that you made. It was really cool. Or, like, I didn't want to talk to you because you were crazy. So that all being said, I got to meet some really amazing people. I got to connect with Jim Thotterback, who I always get to see at all the events. He's, like, the creator economy, like, Sherpa. He, like, does everything creator economy. He's always putting on events. He used to run VidCon, so, like, he's a whole thing. I got to meet in real life one of our very own Women of Video people, Kaya. Like, Kaya, who is, like, she's in charge of the information, like, creator economy section. She says this is, like, her Super Bowl. It was so great watching her, like, push, like, doing, like everyone. I feel like when people are doing panels or being interviewed on stage, like, people should have actual reporters doing it because they push. And they ask the hard questions and they don't let people just say, like, namby-pamby answers. Like, they pushed at him hard. Like, I remember when the guy, he's, like, the CFO over at Twitch, which is owned by Amazon. She was like, are you guys doing more layoffs? He's like, well, we have our plan and we're sticking to it. She's like, that's not an answer. Like, give me an answer. And he's like, that's the answer I can give. Like, so it's just really cool to, like, see that kind of, like, badass womanry happening on the stage. And she just really crushed it. And it was so cool to see her work in real life. I was there with Gigastar. Gigastar is another podcast I do over for them called The Funded YouTuber. They have a really great program in place where they help you get funding by turning your YouTube channel into essentially, like, a public offering. Like, if, like, you were to go in the stock market, it's, like, a version of doing that for your YouTube channel. It's not like someone handing you a check for your content. It's like you have investors who are investing in your channel doing better. And it's a very, like, collaborative situation to help you go to the next level as a creator. And it was great to meet, like, some of the team members that were there. And it's, again, it's about connecting. It's about showing up. It's about being present and making yourself relevant. Of course, networking to, like, get more people to, like, hey, you should let your client be there. You should join in. Because the thing that was really interesting about this event, it was a lot of industry peeps. Like, it wasn't, like, a lot of creators. There was a creator lunch. There were creators there. I had a creator ticket. I got to meet some cool creators. I got to meet Adam. He is the blue cardigan guy. Oh, he was so nice. I got to meet Jordan the Stallion. He's the guy that's always, like, holding the camera in his mirror. And he's like, come closer. Like, I got to talk to him. And, like, he's just as nice as can be. And, like, he got really, like, he nerded out over me for a moment, which was super fun because I told him how my son's turning 10 and we're going to Japan so he can start his Pokemon journey. And he's like, you are officially the greatest mom ever. And I was like, oh, thanks. That's so nice because I feel like the worst mom most of the time. So that was pretty fun. And I'm not trying to, like, drop the fact that we're going to Japan, like, we pay travel like a bill in my house, and because we get like whatever the hangry version of not traveling is, and so we try to go on a trip every year.
I'm really sorry to interrupt, but did you know that YouTube is the world's second biggest search engine? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but that's why every creator truly needs to be using vidIQ to grow their YouTube channel. vidIQ's tech helps you tailor your video ideas to match what people are searching for right now on YouTube. And once you're ready to upload, well, it starts optimizing and getting you all the details that you need to make sure your videos are getting noticed. If you really want to dive in more and get started for free, please head over to thewomenofyoutube.com/vidIQ to get started on this YouTube channel changing tool that is going to make things so much easier for you. All right, let's get back to it.
But any hoot, it was just a really fun event to connect and talk to creators and learn from what brands are doing and like their weird perceptions. Like if I had to pick a session that I was like, this is not working for me, it was actually the lunch. So Visa has like a creator program and their whole thing is like, join our Visa program, we'll get you paid faster, but it's only through our vendors who are part of the creator program. So it's not like I could go to one of the brands that works with us and be like, you know, it's not like I as a creator can sign up for the partner programs that they have for creators and just everyone pays me sooner. It has to be like through their system and process. And I feel a little bit like it was a Visa cash grab. Like they were just trying to find a way to tap into the creator economy because there's so much money in this space. And it just didn't feel authentic. And even when I had asked the question directly like to the guy at Visa, which was, okay, if we sign up for this program, like, what are you going to do to keep our credit card fees lower? And he's like, well, there was just this big class action lawsuit that the people won about this. I'm like, but that doesn't answer my question. And a lot of people came up to me like, that was actually a really good question, and he didn't answer it. It's like, no, he did not. So Visa did not score points with me at the event. Who did? TikTok Shop. Oh, my gosh. The TikTok – what's happening with TikTok Shop is so cool. Honestly, TikTok Shop is, like, directly competing with Amazon. Like, they're going to, like, take them – and I think bring them down in a really way that we do not expect. Because unlike Amazon, where we go to find things specifically, like TikTok has figured out a way to like tell us what we want to buy. What do we need in our lives? And like present us with things. Like I just got in the mail today, like it was this thing that's like the, it's like a light and you press on it for yourself. And like it helps with contouring. It helps with like getting like your inflammation. It has some word to it. I'm sure that you're screaming at it in your head, but you've seen it. It's cool. I'm excited to like try and like help like drain my lymph nodes and help with like bloating and swelling in my face. All of the things. But like it's just a really smart thing. And what's so interesting to me about TikTok Shop is it is not profitable yet. So this reminds me so much of like Xbox, like Microsoft getting into the video game space. They literally only invented the Xbox so they could directly compete with PlayStation. There's this really great podcast episode that is on Marketing Wars, and it's a whole series about like Nintendo versus PlayStation versus the Xbox. It's really fascinating, and they talk about that. Like Microsoft Xbox has never been profitable. It's literally to make sure that Microsoft is in people's homes, not just PlayStation. And I thought that was a really fascinating like point. So that's what TikTok reminds me of right now. Like they are being there to figure out how to be profitable eventually. Right now they just want it to be successful and allow for like the billions of dollars, literally billions with a B, to circulate through the economy because of TikTok Shop. It has put millions and millions of small businesses like to work and allow for them to have like wonderful, successful lives, which is why the whole TikTok ban is so frustrating because it's doing so much more good than it could do for like whatever their perceived harm is that they're talking about doing. So I have a little write-up I'll read about like what I said about TikTok. So TikTok Shop session at the Information Creator Economy Summit unveiled the burgeoning intersection of social media and e-commerce, spotlighting the crucial role of authenticity and community in the shopping experience. As TikTok Shop experiments with live streaming and diverse product categories, it emphasizes creating genuine connection between creators and consumers, providing the authenticity authenticity-driven sales. For entrepreneurs and small business owners, this underscores the importance of authenticity in the product and promotion of and the potential for diversifying sales channels beyond traditional e-commerce platforms. Embracing platforms like TikTok Shop can offer unique opportunities to engage with communities and transform followers into customers, highlighting that in today's digital marketing place, the authenticity and joy of shopping experiences are just as crucial as the products themselves. I buy things because people tell me to. I don't buy things because a brand tells me to. And I think that that is like what is so cool. And it was so cool to see her talk on stage and answer questions. She's just this really kind, like genuine person who just wants everyone to have successful and enjoy shopping. And like shopping should be fun, not this like task that we have to do.
Things were getting really good over in our interview, but I wanted to take a minute to remind you that we now have a new home for the Women in Video community. You can head over to Patreon right now, and we have the link in our show notes that you can go find it there, where we're going to be able to have after show information, we're going to have chats, we're going to have information, and just come together to answer questions and connect and support each other as creators. This whole creator thing can be really confusing and can be really lonely, so let's come together to support each other like the badass women that we are. Head over to patreon.com/womenofvideo to get started now.
So we're also talking about other things that were happening that were prioritized at this session. Like we're going to get like the details of what the sessions are about. The first one is that community was thrown around like it was a volleyball back and forth. I think someone counted it was said like 70 something times. But community was so important. It's so important for us as social media marketers and people online and creators, because community is the people that buy from us, they're the people that connect us, they're the people that allow for us to exist. And the more niche they are, the more niche they are, whichever one is your preference, the more focused it is, the better of a community you can build. Because there are people, while we don't like to be segmented, we still want to find our people. Like, we don't want to be just like, oh, you're the 35-year-old white woman who lives in the Midwest who likes Starbucks and drives a Honda. That's me. I'm 38 though. Like we don't want like that kind of it. It's more like, oh, you're a mom with kids who have neurodivergence. You're trying to navigate this world and it's really hard. Let's connect about it. Oh, you have a spouse with PTSD. Like, let's talk about it. How are you getting through it? How are you surviving? Oh, you're a woman and a mom and a wife who's a business owner. Let's talk about it. So it's finding those niche group communities around topics of interest and things like that, that we really need for connection so that we can grow. And as creators, that ultimately becomes our product that we're selling. Our niche communities that we have built, like a loyal, engaged community, is what's going to build like our sustainable growth and enhance brand loyalty and creator loyalty, so that when brands come to us to work together or we have something to sell, it's going to be like, it's just going to make so much sense. And there's also been a massive rise. Like, again, the next most popular word that we had there was authenticity. People want real. People want to buy people that are real. Like, TikTok Shop works because it's real people selling something. Communities make sense because it's real people dealing with stuff. And it's just, it's real, it's connecting, and it's like driving that traffic. And within this, what was also super fascinating, like so much of last year, in my opinion, 2023 was like AI is going to do everything. But the realization has happened, and this is like the industry leaders talking about this, like the people who run Twitch and Snapchat and TikTok and all that kind of stuff. It's like AI is a tool. It is not a replacement. Like AI is about building a baseline and having something to start with, not just like replacing people and being like this really shitty, boring, like example of something. It's about streamlining the process. It's about offering a starting point for you. Like anything that you make or write or use with AI, you need to make sure that you add your human touch to it so that it makes sense, so that it can be authentic and it can be true to who you are and what you are about. Now, I think that there's a lot that there has to offer for you at this event. Like one, if you can go at the replays or subscribe to the information, totally do it. It's such great information. There's so much value to learn from these things. If you're not able to go to this stuff, I definitely connect that you subscribe to a couple LinkedIn newsletters. Some of my favorites, again, Jim Lauterbach, who I talked about. There's another woman. Her name is Liz. She does a really great great list for what she's doing. I'll have the link to it in the show notes. I also really like Lindsay Gamble. He does a great job. I'm talking about the creator economy, especially like with the eyes of influencer marketing, is like the main kind of underlying theme of it. But stay connected to what's happening in the industry. Don't get into a vacuum of like, only being a creator and only talking about the stuff that you're creating and maybe even learning from the creators. Go to other stuff. See what people outside of your space are doing. There was a really big Hollywood presence, which is why Adam, the Blue Cardigan guy, was there. Because there's been a really big like outreach from Hollywood into the creator space to help with promotions and connectivity. And even like creating content that Hollywood is using for their movies and stuff like that, and having the creators in their cinemas and things like that. There's a lot going on with it. I think that we're going to continue to see more of a bridge between that, especially because LA has such a big creator space and a big YouTube space. I think it's the number one place in the world for creators, and the second is Salt Lake City. And with Hollywood being right there, there's no way that it doesn't connect and bridge in a way that makes sense. So that's it. That's what I got for this week. The information event, go check it out. It's really cool. My next conference that's creator related that I will be attending is going to be TubeFest. I am the MC of TubeFest, which is happening in Birmingham, the United Kingdom, followed by I'll be at VidCon at the end of June. I'm speaking actually at VidCon about 12 unique and creative ways for you to make money as a creator, because I am a creator with less than 40,000 subscribers, but I have figured out how to make a five-figure monthly income, and you can do it too, I promise. So until next week, remember, you are impossibly amazing. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Women of YouTube podcast. We would love to know what you thought about this latest episode. So make sure to tag us with hashtag Women of YouTube with your thoughts.